streets in Clarinda resulted in the arrest of 31-year-old Adam James Randolph of Clarinda. Randolph was taken into custody at around 10 p.m. for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, first offense. He was released on a personal recognizance bail and will appear before the Page County Magistrate Court at a later date. A Clarinda man was arrested Wednesday evening as well on an OWI charge. Police Chief Keith Brothers said 37-year-old Ryan Gary Fusen was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. on a charge of OWI first offense following a traffic stop at 14th and Stewart Streets. Fusen was released on a recognizance bond and is scheduled to appear before the Page County Magistrate at a later date. The Iowa State Patrol said this week an Adair woman injured during a single vehicle rollover accident was later cited for failure to maintain control. 73-year-old Rosalie Jessen suffered non-incapacitating injuries following the crash Tuesday morning in northwestern Adair County. The woman was transported by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic for treatment. Officials say Jessen was traveling west on County Road G30 at around 8:20 a.m. on the 2008 Toyota Corolla she was driving went off the road to the north. When Jessen overcorrected, the car entered the north ditch where it rolled over and came to rest on its wheels near a utility pole. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $10,500. Well, for the price of a latte, you can save a town. That's a message being touted in Hamburg. The town is launching a major fundraiser to keep the levee built last year just outside of the city at its current height. Hamburg area residents are preparing to record a flash mob type dance, which they'll post on the internet to raise awareness of their need for funding. Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says the current levee did the job.
We had an 11-foot levee to protect us from the West Ditch, and the Corps and our people added 8 feet. To that levee. So combined, the levee's 19 feet and has held as much as 17 foot of water for 120 days.
But now she says there's a problem that puts the levee at risk.
After the Missouri River levees are completed this September, Hamburg will be forced by federal regulations to either remove that 8 feet for $1.3 million or raise $5.6 million to make it permanent.
Green says the levee project requires money the town simply doesn't have.
We've aggressively sought funding, and the state of Iowa has contributed $1 million, and we need 4.6 more. Our city and the businesses have already exhausted their funds fighting the flood.
She said they've tried to get grants for 8 months, and there's just not a lot of money out there for the secondary levees. She said there's money out there for the Missouri levees, and they want them to get those levees fixed, but they haven't found any money for Hamburg. After a series of rehearsals today and through the weekend, Hamburg's Main Street will be closed on Monday morning at 11:30 for the shooting of the video. She says the dance steps and movements will be very simple, but they'll make people take notice.
The words are very clever, and it will be very charming. And the fact that we're going to have all ages doing this, and the people, the volunteers that are involved in this, they're really good at what they do. It's going to put a smile on your face, and you're going to you will walk away saying, they're a small town, but they sure are resourceful, and they have a lot of talent.
Green said the video will be posted to YouTube, Google+, Facebook, and another video site. They're also requesting that everyone forward it on whenever they can. A PayPal link to donate will be linked with the video, or a check can be made out to the City of Hamburg, Iowa Flood Recovery. Crane says our business strategy is to use email addresses from business, citizens, and friends to get the message out. She said they need 1.5 million people to donate $3 each. News time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Alden Red Lorimore, age 93, of the Winterset Care Center South, died Monday. Funeral services for Red Lorimore will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Isaac Ike Quintero, age 56, of Atlantic and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ike Quintero will be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ronald Zike, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. No services are planned, but a visitation for Ronald Zike will be held Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic with the family present. Our news was brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.